Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this Thursday, June 23rd, 2016. This is Peyman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Folks, I conduct these weekly conference calls every Thursday night to help you understand about the law, the Constitution, your rights, and how to live free. In fact, that's why I started Freedom Law Schools, to help educate and empower the average American to live free, to know about your rights and how to assert and defend your rights. I came from Iran myself at the age of 14 in 1977, and even though I came from that unfree country, the so-called free American country, and I got my degree in business administration from a California State University, I found that I was ignorant about the law and my rights, about the U.S. government, about how our public servants work, about what we are supposed to do, what we are not supposed to do to live free. Well, folks, Freedom Law School is not for you if you want to become an attorney and practice law as a living, representing people in court. That is not what Freedom Law School does. We are unique. Freedom Law School is very special because Freedom Law School is the only freedom-oriented law school out there, number one. Focused on freedom, focused on it helping promote freedom and restoring freedom. And Freedom Law School is focused on helping the average American live free of oppressive taxation and control. So you find yourself a very unique solution, freedom solution source, by dialing into Freedom Law School. Because Freedom Law School not only educates you about the law and your rights, but also will provide workable, winning freedom answers and solutions for you that work. That's why since 1996, over 20 years ago, which I started Freedom Law School, I have been putting together courses on helping you understand the law and your rights, educational material, videos, books, others from other people are also incorporated into Freedom Law School's curriculum. But I also provide at Freedom Law School assistance if you need to get these thieves and criminals in government off of your back. And why do I call them thieves and criminals? Because guess what, folks? Unfortunately, I believe in America, we have lost the control of our public servants. They no longer work for the average, ordinary, working American. America was supposed to be and designed to be a country where you live free. So long as you do not violate others' rights, be a good person, honor your agreements with others, live and let live, hey, you should be left alone free. But no, we don't have that in America. The government says, do this and don't do that. Do this other thing and don't do the other thing. So, you know, you feel like a monkey that's being just ruled by somebody from the outside. Well, folks, the solutions are there. In over 20 years, which I've been doing this, folks, I've learned so much in my own personal journey about freedom and how it works and how to make it work, that I started also providing assistance for people to get the thieves and the government off their back. So that's why we have the Royal and the Simple Freedom Packages as well. And on these conference calls, I'll do my best to answer your questions free of charge. And I suggest if you have any questions, call here first. call on these weekly conference calls, and I will do my best to answer your freedom questions and provide your freedom solutions for you free on each of these Thursday night conference calls of Freedom Law School. However, if you want more privacy, or I think you need privacy to discuss your situation, I will recommend a one-on-one private consultation between yourself and me. If one of Freedom Law School's courses or Freedom packages is what you want or need, and that will fit your situation, I will recommend that to you as well. No matter what, rest assured, I will do my best to direct you to the direction and the source you need to go to find the freedom answers and solutions and education that you are looking for. Whether it's the IRS, a state income tax agency, the police, or any bureaucrat or government agent of any kind, folks, guess what? You can, folks, for free. You can for free out there. I'm going to give you that direction you want and need to go. So the solutions are there for you. Freedom Law School is a source for you tonight. I'm going to answer your questions. I'll talk about the Richard Grant trial that posted on our website for a while. I know people have been calling and got questions about that trial. I'll give you guys a report on that as well. If you haven't gone to livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website, let me suggest you do so now, because you will get 1 year of free education emailed to you. Email education that you have not and found any place else. You will not find any place else. Okay? So make sure you get our education at livefreenow.org for free sent to you. And remember, all of our freedom courses, as long as you have our level one course with it, the courses all come with 100% unconditional money back guarantee. Why? Because I know they work. I know Freedom Law School courses are what you want and need and you've been looking for. So that's why I can put such an ironclad guarantee on it, which I'll extend the 90 days even longer to 6 months or a year. Just call and I'll be happy to extend that time frame, because I want you to have the opportunity to educate yourself, to live free as a free, sovereign adult now. So if you have not become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook, do so. Folks, there's going to be additional stuff I'll be putting out there. So go to Facebook, become a fan of Freedom Law School, and you'll be in touch to the most unique and advanced freedom law organization in America. So let's go to your questions. To anybody has questions, let's see what's on your mind. The call from area code 724. If you have a question, please give me your first name, your state, and your question, please. Okay. No question from the caller from area code 724. How about the caller from area code 706? If you have a question, please give me your first name, state, and your question. All right, let's go to the caller from area code 903. The caller from area code 903. If you have a question, please give me your first name, state, and then your question.
This is Mick. I was wanting to know what happened at the trial in California. Could you expand on it, please?
I will do that. After answering everyone's questions, folks, I know that's on the mind of many of you. I will be telling you guys more detail about that. Absolutely, my friends. Thank you, Mick, for that. I'll be doing that. Just hang in there, my friend. Does a caller from area code 406 from Montana have a question? If so, please announce yourself now.
Yeah, this is Jim. Interested in what happened, the outcome of the trial.
Very good. Hang in there, Jim. I'll get to that momentarily. We have a call from Nevada, area code 702. Do you have a question, my friend? If so, please announce yourself now. Okay, let's go to area code 319. the call from area code 319. If you have a question, please announce your first name, state, and then your question, please. Okay. Well, it looks like everybody wants to know about the outcome of the trial. So I'll be happy to tell you guys about it. The case of Richard Thomas Grant in Oakland Federal District Court, June 6th, went on for 2 weeks and 2 days. So let me give you guys a little background, because Mr. Grant did lose. Unfortunately, he did get convicted, okay? Mr. Grant, in fact, all the stuff I'm telling you came out in trials. There are so many things I didn't know, quite frankly. But he apparently had, he's a business owner, and he had stopped filing and paying income tax around 99, 2000, if I remember correctly. He joined Freedom Law School back in 2003. And before coming to Freedom Law School, he heard Jeff Metcalf, the radio station in the San Francisco Bay Area that Joe Banister also used to listen to, and heard about income tax fraud. And then he saw Joe Banister on C-SPAN, on national TV, in one of the debates that the We the People for Constitutional Education had put together for the government to debate Joe Banister and some other experts in the tax honesty movement. What I suggested he do is that he send letters to his congressmen and senators. Because why? Because in America, you're not allowed today to ask the IRS questions about the income tax that are politically incorrect. In a land of the free, where politics is about freedom, it's about freedom of speech, you can and should be able to say anything openly and talk to your government without fear of reprisal. Guess what? The United States government has followed the example of the former communist Soviet Union. If you ask the IRS questions about taxes that they don't like, they can punish you up to $5,000 for simply asking. So I told Mr. Grant, that's not the way to go. You don't write the IRS. They don't like what you say. They may punish you up to $5,000 for even asking. Okay? So you cannot go to courts either. People think, well, let's go to the courts. They are, at the end, the ultimate judges of the law and what the law is, what the law is not, and who and how it applies to anybody. Let's go to the courts. But guess what, folks? You can't do that either. Although you can go to, there's a law that you can actually go to federal court, Federal Declaratory Act, that says that you can go to the federal courts and have your rights and duties under the law declared by the federal court. The law specifically exempts taxes. Yep. You know, there you cannot go to court and get an answer on that. You cannot get an answer on your question. For example, if you want to go shooting and hunting, you can find out exactly what that law is about shooting animals. You know, if you want to do some things that affect the rivers of this country in air, you can go to federal court and find out exactly, you know, how to do that. Okay, but you cannot do that with regard to taxes. When it comes to taxes, you have to, on your own, figure it out. The courts will not help you. So if you cannot go to the executive branch of the government, you cannot go to the judicial branch of government to get answers about taxes and income tax and your obligations and rights and duties under the law, then there's only one branch of the government left, the legislative, right? So that's what we should do. Go to the legislative branch of the government. Now, there's, you know, 100 U.S. senators and 435 of the Congress, you know, House of Representative members out there. So, but you don't have to contact all of these over 500 people. All you need to do is to contact one, two, or three that are supposed to represent you, that they have lawfully a relationship with you. You know, if you're from Florida, the congressman from Nebraska does not directly represent you. Or if you're from Nebraska, the congressman from Florida doesn't have a relationship with you. They have their prime the duty to you, who live within their district that represent. Now, although it is true that they all represent all of the American people, and that is done through the oath of office that they each take to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic even. That's right. You know, the President of the United States, who's elected in November, in January, he'll be going, putting his hands up, one hand up, one hand on the Bible, before the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, and will take that solemn oath of office you've seen televised every 4 years to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Without that oath, the man who got the vote of the electoral voters to become the president of the United States cannot take office. He cannot take that position of trust if he does not take that oath of office. And guess what? All federal government employees, all House of Representative members, all U.S. senators, they're all, and judges, they all take the same oath. It is just not televised like that of the U.S. president. Joe Bannister did, and he remembers it very well, and he writes about it in his book about the income tax, a preliminary report, how he took pride on that time when he took the position of public trust for the American people. Folks, that is a very special honor when the American people put their trust in you to represent them with good faith, because you are in a position of power and authority and trust to use government's monopoly on power, on force. Use it in a good way. Use it in an honest way, in a fair way, in a way that is there to protect the rights, lives, property of the American people. So all these public servants in the legislative branch take that oath, but the one that represents you, whether you're U.S. senators or your Congress or your House of Representative members, those guys are directly representing you because you are within the district they're supposed to represent. So that's why Freedom Law School is part of our program. We want to bring about change as an organization, as a group of people. We want to bring the change that American people want and deserve. And that is the government that the public servants and all three branches of government will uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. We'll follow the U.S. Constitution and its intent to also defend the spirit and intent of the Declaration of Independence. And these guys all took an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution. So, folks, if these guys take the oath, these public servants, and then go next day, tear up that Constitution, ignore the Constitution, violate the Constitution, how is that any different than them not taking the oath of office in the first place? Isn't that the same thing? So, we each have a right and duty as Americans to write and speak to our representatives in government and demand, and I mean demand, not ask, demand that they all live up to the oath to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So that's why I urge Mr. Grant to do that when it comes to the whole income tax question. I believe that the income tax is being enforced on American people in a wholesale violation of the law and the constitutional guaranteed rights of Americans. And I talk about it, folks. I've talked about it for over 20 years, and I will talk about it. And I think you all ought to write your congressmen, senators about this issue and educate them and demand that they take an independent investigation of the issue themselves. And based upon that, get rid of this current income tax system that is violating Americans' rights and the law. So I asked Mr. Richard Grant to do that. And he did. In fact, I make sure that by having people sign it, and I mail it out myself. I'll mail out the letters for them on their behalf just to make sure they actually do it. I want people to actually mail it out, so I mail it for them. I did that for Mr. Grant. Send it out to them. In this case, the Freedom Law School Legal Defense Fund, the Criminal Legal Defense Fund, was prepared to have an attorney to represent Mr. Grant, because as a Royal Freedom Package member, just like Simple Freedom Package members, it includes a criminal legal defense fund, which if someone is charged criminally, then a legal defense fund will pay for the attorneys and paralegals to handle that person's defense. Well, I'd moved to Florida. Mr. Grant is in Northern California. And the attorney that I had in mind for him was in East Coast. But he wanted to get another attorney that he heard about in the West Coast, William Cohan. An attorney who I had met briefly a couple of times, which I heard very good things about, as a very competent, freedom-oriented lawyer. And so I told him, well, if you want to have that lawyer, you can. I've heard good things about him. He's closer to you. Geographically would be a little bit easier to you, but the attorney that we have in mind for you, the legal defense fund, is not, him. You know, so if you want to go with him, you can. That is your choice, but that's not covered by the legal defense fund. The legal defense fund does not cover any attorney you want to get. The legal defense fund will provide an attorney that is competent and Freedom Law School has, you know, confidence that he can represent you as best as possible for you to win. So I've told Mr. Cohan, Grant, that I will work with Mr. Cohan. I've never worked with him before. I would take delight in working with him because I've heard a lot of good things about him and I look forward to it. But we had not worked before together. We do not have existing relationship like the other lawyer, which I had in mind, that I had relationship with before and worked with him before. So as that process happened, thinking in part because of our distance, there was not as close communication as I ideally would like to have been between the parties. There was communication. There definitely was. We all talked, about things. We went over things, but not as much as possible because physically we're not at the same place, same time. Mr. Kwan is in south, very southern part of California in San Diego, and in the northern part, Mr. Grant of California and me in Florida. Nonetheless, to me, I believe that the most important part of the defense was what happened with Joe Bannister and him confronting the IRS and the U.S. government about the income tax and the U.S. Constitution issues, and the follow-up that Mr. Grant himself had done with the legislative branch. I had him write to his Congressman Miller and his two California senators, Congressman Boxer and Dianne Frankenstein, or Feinstein, if you like to call her that, you know, and they ignored his letters. These guys are just callous, folks. The people that's supposed to represent us in government are callous. They're stepping on their oath to uphold the Constitution. They're ignoring it. There are staff members that screens their mail seem to be guilty of the same thing. When something is brought up forward of the important constitutional nature, legal nature, they ignore it, it seems, at least Mr. Grant's senators and congressmen did, because they're too busy raising money for the next re-election campaign. They're doing the bidding of the big moneyed interest in Wall Street, banksters, big corporation, military contractors, so that they could line up their pockets for the next election campaign. That's how it works, folks. Lobbyists and big money control the government, especially Washington, D.C. They take the oath of office. Once they go and get on the position of trust, they ignore it. Because I had Mr. Grant write a nice, well-thought-out letter that I've written myself for him, about 10 pages long, about Joe Bannister and his story with the U.S. government and the income tax issue. And I included with that letter, not just the letter alone, folks. We send it to these people in government, not just the letter alone. A lot of people write letters. We didn't stop there. We went forward. We said, as further documentation and information and education for Mr. Grant's public servants, the speech of Joe Bannister at Freedom Law School's 2000 Freedom Rally, an hour and a half long, which explains, you know, the first year of his experience after he resigned from the IRS to inform Americans about the government lying to them and stealing their money illegally. The C-SPAN debate of July 1999, where Joe Bannister and three other renowned tax RNC movement experts were taken to D.C. by We the People Foundation for constitutional education, shown live on C-SPAN. The most requested program on C-SPAN history ever, we were told. Ever. I think to get the two videos of this program was like $70, like approximately 70 of 1999 money. 17 years ago, when videos were not so cheap. Okay? That would be like $100, folks, for about a three-hour video. Would you? And people paid that. A record number of people paid to get that C-SPAN debate because the founder of American people found it of important and interesting to them. That went to the congressmen and senators. So did the ads of We the People Foundation that were put in the USA Today national newspaper at the cost of $40,000 each. That's a nonprofit rate, by the way, for nonprofit organization like We the People. You know, is a nonprofit foundation. That's a cheap price, folks. That was raised by grassroots money of good American people like you, activists, Americans that love America and our freedoms and our country. Not rich donors, no, regular working Americans like you. Okay, and four of those ads in USA Today, they were all also sent to the people in government. And the video of Bob Schultz, the chairman of the We the People Foundation, who explained how he met Joe Bannister and how he tried to put all the debates together, put these U.S. state ads together, try to get the government to come and debate. And at one point, you know, the U.S. government agreed. U.S. Department of Injustice lawyer and Congressman Bartlett of Maryland had come to an agreement to come and debate the legality of income tax. This was before 9/11. Once 9/11 happened, the tragic events of September 11, 2001, then the government found public attention away from this issue. And so the government backed off and said, you know, no, we're not going to come to debate this issue. All of that was sent, you know, along with the ad of the Willie People Foundation, American Free Press. Headline, no answers, no taxes. Why in American Free Press, the greatest last independent freedom paper in America, which I, by the way, I suggest you all become subscribers, AmericanFreePress.net. If you're not a subscriber, you need to be one. Go check them out online. You can get an online version or a paper version. Because USA Today had told We the People Foundation, we will not put any more ads for you. We will not accept your money. We don't want your money for more ads for We the People Foundation. Yes, we are a for-profit corporation. We're here to make money by selling ads, but we will not take your money. I wonder how that happened. Folks, you know and I know that USA must have gotten pressure from the U.S. government, from the IRS, and or the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers that don't give these people any more publicity. Don't take the money. Don't give them any more ads. So that's why We the People Foundation put that last ad in American Free Press. No answers, no taxes. The Founding Fathers said way back then, over 200 years ago, at the time of the Revolution, that if the government ignores people's rights and violates their remedies and doesn't leave them a remedy available to correct the wrongs that government does to the people, then the people have the right and the duty to withhold the money in taxes that they would otherwise give to the government. They can withhold that money. Because why should people pay taxes to a tyrant, to a criminal who violates their rights? The king was supposed to be there to serve the people, not violate their rights. So no answers, no taxes has roots in American constitutional law and fabric of our republic. So all that was sent, and when I did that myself, folks, I sent that to my congressman, Christopher Cox, in Orange County back in 1999, and my U.S. senators, Boxer and Frankenstein, Feinstein, you know, and they all ignored me. I think maybe one of them might have, I think Boxer or Feinstein might have sent me one of those two-liners letter like, oh, it's nice to hear from our constituents. Thank you for writing me. That's it. Just ignoring everything I brought to their attention about the U.S. Constitution and income tax. That's the most. Well, and I went back even one more time and I found my congressman Christopher Cox, who was speaking at a local event in Orange County, California, and I waited and I waited until he finished with his speech, until other people who want to talk to him ask him questions. They asked their questions. I had to be patient. And finally, I went to him, talked to him one-on-one before he had to go. He's busy, doesn't have too much time to talk. And I gave him another copy of Joe Bannister's report and asked him, hey, you know, this is important about the issue of legality of income tax. You need to look at this thing carefully and please get back with me. I'll talk to him again about this issue. Got no response. Those traitors, those criminals, folks, that is treasonous what these guys did. Not ignoring me, by ignoring the violation of the U.S. Constitution. which each of these people, Christopher Cox, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, they all took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. That is their number one job. Number one job description. Number one duty. Number one focus. Number one thing they're always going to keep their eye on. And they so readily violated like a complete treacherous criminals. They are just ignoring and violating and tearing that oath that they all solemnly took to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. In fact, they themselves have become practically domestic enemies of the U.S. Constitution and the American people. And folks, I took an oath myself to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution when I became an American citizen in 1989. I had to. It was a legal requirement. I was in a courthouse in Los Angeles with, maybe 100 other people in that courtroom. They had us all raise our hands to get oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution. And I'm doing that. And I'm trying to live up to my oath, folks. I had to. And I gladly did it. And I'm doing it again. But these guys, these criminals don't. Well, Mr. Grant goes up there and testifies. I ask him about, did you expect to get an answer from these guys? And his answer was unfortunately something to the effect of, not really. And I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe my ears. You know, I wasn't there, but, you know, I heard about that. I wasn't there. I'm sorry. I was told that. I wasn't there at that time, that morning. I was a little bit late. But that's why. I expected that. Maybe I was naive. Really, maybe I was naive back then, you know. But, you know, it doesn't matter. People are supposed to do their job. A father is supposed to feed his children. A mother is supposed to nurse her child, her baby. Now, if they don't do it, doesn't make it okay. But they got to do it. That's their job. So these people got a job to do. They're not doing it. Just because they break it doesn't make it okay. Doesn't mean you should expect them, a mother, not to nurse her baby. A father not to feed his child. So I think that hurt Mr. Grant very much because there was not much focus on that. And in fact, I talked to Bill Cohan about this issue. You know, these are, I think, are important to really be addressed fully before the jury, and it wasn't done. I thought that he would see the value of the confrontation of Joe Bannister and Mr. Grant with the government. They're at a very root and fundamental and important level about the income tax and the U.S. Constitution. This is very important and fundamental. It was really not brought up before the jury's attention, hardly. Bob Schultz's video was not shown to the jury. Joe Bannister's video was not shown to the jury. Only part of Joe Bannister's speech on C-SPAN was shown to the jury, and part of Bill Conklin, another expert at that C-SPAN debate, was shown to the jury. And about 5 minutes of America Free from Fascism documentary, very good documentary by Aaron Russo, in which he confronted former commissioner of the IRS, Mr. Cohen, another Cohen, who was the chief lawyer, counsel of the IRS. That was shown to the jury. So the focus was not where it should have been, in my opinion. Okay? Because Freedom Law School was not in the driver's seat of directing this case. Not that we would have been necessarily, but, you know, the lawyer was not one, you know, paid for by Freedom Law School. The communication wasn't there, and the focus was more on other things, which I'll get into in just a minute. Joe Manson's report was in the report, and only those selected portions of the videos I described were shown for the jury, to the jury, which, by the way, they did get the attention of the jury. But I closed the argument, none of that was mentioned, except briefly that he relied on Joe Bannister and his work. But folks, closing the argument, can be hours long. It really can be, or days long. This trial was over 2 weeks long. IRS took, you know, most of that trial. 75% of that trial was IRS putting on their case. 25% was defense and closing arguments. So the closing arguments, in my opinion, could or should have been much longer and cited the evidence before the jury, because that did not happen, unfortunately. I think Mr. Cohen was perhaps very tired of this grueling two-week trial. After all, he's not a young man. He's 70 years old, very smart, capable man, but, you know, I guess age takes a toll on all of us, perhaps. But none of the evidence was put together for the jury as the government had done. In their case, closing argument, the government lawyer cited, look at this evidence, look at this evidence, look, this shows that, right? That's what you're supposed to do at closing. Put the pieces of the puzzle you just put on the table, the selected key best ones, you put it all together to show the jury to make your case. That didn't happen. The proper defense didn't put the Joe Bannister confrontation with the government about the income tax question or Mr. Grant's own before the jury. The focus was on back 1999 and 2000 old years when he'd got opinion letters from a couple of lawyers, one lawyer and one non-lawyer, about the legality of income tax issue. And those letters, they themselves said you should look things up in the law library. And the government pointed out that he never met with any of those lawyers in person. You know, they were across the country. So why don't you get a lawyer locally? You know? So the answer was not a good one to that question. You know, if you want to seek the truth, you should seek the truth. And folks, this is another thing you should know, by the way. Why I urge everybody, always, I say it again and again and again in our classes on these commerce calls, do not believe me. Do not believe the government or anybody else on their internet. Go look up and read the law for yourself, for what it actually says. Nowadays, it's so much easier. Just type the legal citation or court case on your search engine, Google, Bing, whatever you use. It comes up right away, pretty quickly. It's so much easier now, folks. In fact, I testified at this case that I did collection due process hearing responses for Mr. Grant. They petitioned to quash IRS summonses. I testified I wrote them for him. I ghostwrited for him. Openly, I said that because, yes, I did that. And the government had the level one course of Freedom Law School. It's called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control, Level One. The first course I started teaching way back in mid-1990s. That still is a cornerstone of all of our educational courses and packages at Freedom Law School. The government had that. And they talked about, and the government knows that of that course, of two of the nine classes are teaching people how to use the law library. And just like you on there, I always say, people, look it up. Look it up in a law library and read it. Guess what? The government lawyer, the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyer, who had me understand, asking me questions, never asked me about that. Never asked me about, you know, the things about the course, about using a law library. Actually, at one point he says, you do tell people to look things up in a law library. I said, yes. I think he did ask me that question. That's all I said about that. Well, what can you say about that? What can you do about that, our government? Nothing. Because that is the thing to do. That is the thing to do. The law is written in English. You all went to English school, America. Speak and write English. Read it. It's not as complex as you might like to think it is. You need some help with some of the mumbo-jumbo words? Fine. Yes, I do too sometimes. We'd like to get some help. Read it slowly. Ask somebody for assistance. Hey, read it together. Call Freedom Law School's Commerce Call. But the fact the government talked about the mock court part of the Level 1 course about preparing someone for criminal tax trial. Okay, so I did. So I do. Yes. What's wrong with that? Nothing you can say about that. So, in short, I was hoping this would be a case where the counsel of the case would focus on this issue of the government not following the law and being confronted about it. But that was not, unfortunately, anywhere close to central in the case. The good news is that with the Richard Grant case could still get reversed on appeal. Yes, it can. In fact, the reason for it is that the attorney of Mr. Grant focused a lot on a psychologist, a very good, credible, experienced psychologist who testified that he analyzed Mr. Grant in detail, and his professional opinion is that Mr. Grant truly believes that there is no law requiring the average American like him to file and pay the federal income tax. And that part of the psychologist's report was kept from the jury. The jury was not allowed to see that part. Well, Mr. Irwin Schiff, one of the grandfathers of the tax honesty movement, okay, he was, last time he was put in trial, I think it was about 2005 in Las Vegas, Nevada, along with two co-defendants. One of them was another Cohan, interestingly enough. And this Mr. Cohan conviction was reversed on appeal by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, which is also the same Court of Appeal above Mr. Grant's court in California, on this very similar issue of the psychologist report. The judge made a mistake of not letting the jury see that. That got the case reversed. So I believe, despite the mistakes that were made, I think this case could still get reversed on appeal for the benefit of Mr. Grant. But the learning lesson from all this, folks, is if you're going to take this country back by any peaceful means, without having to shoot guns like the founding fathers did, which you have the right to, by the way, I believe you have that right. You know, we got to exercise all of these other peaceful means, like you demand that your House of Representatives member, your senators, respond to you and answer these questions to you themselves. Independent investigation, not throwing a ball at the IRS to do the research for them. They themselves got to do it. That was a design of the founding fathers. By the way, since we're on the subject, I'm going to bring up another interesting side note that I think you'll find pretty interesting, folks. You heard about the Orlando shooting, which is going supposedly happened in Orlando about 10 days ago. You heard about the Sandy Hook and killing that happened in Connecticut. Boston Marathon bombing. Folks, guess what? And San Bernardino shooting, you heard about that? They're all hoaxes. Nobody died at any of these things. They're all doing all these. Government is staging these things along with a complicit, corrupt, bought and paid for media, because the same big banks and corporations and all the politicians own the media. CNN, ABC, Fox, ABC, NBC, they own all of them. So they're all one. It's all a hoax. I'm going to focus on Orlando, and I'm going to prove to you right now that Orlando shooting massacre was a hoax. Okay? So I want you to go, if you can't do it right now or do it later, go to your computer and type in Orlando shooting fake hoax. H-O-A-X. Okay? Just type that, you know? And when you do that on YouTube, Orlando shooting fake hoax on the search bar, Okay. The fourth thing that comes up, the fourth thing that shows up, it says 100% proof Orlando shooting was a staged hoax. This is all you need to see, and I fully agree. They're doing all this, folks, to scare Americans to take your guns away. That's right. As soon as it happened, the Democrats were ready to say, we need gun control. We got to take the same automatic guns away from people. Gun control, gun control. They pushed hard. Every time they push hard with these staged fake massacres. First, let me ask you something. Did any of you see anybody ever dead, any dead bodies at any of this TV showing of Orlando? No, I didn't. No dead bodies. Do you see anybody profusely bleeding? No, I didn't. I saw one guy had a fake shot to his thigh, who two guys were carrying him. And then after maybe carrying for maybe 50 yards or 100 yards, they put him down. He stood up on his own legs. That's the worst. You want to see that one? Go to the third one of these I just gave you. Orlando shooting fake hoax on YouTube. The third thing shows up. You see that. The guy that they're carrying, you see it in there? He's going to be standing on his feet. Now, I'll tell you what the fourth one that you see what will show. It will show you that they on TV they show this stuff, that these people are being carried away. You think they're being carried away from the scene of the crime, from the shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. That's what they're implying. Oh, cop, policemen are there, and victims are being taken away by helpful, peaceful citizens from the scene of the crime, right? That's what they showed you. Except this smart guy who put this webpage, PKI Truth is his name, he noticed in the background the stores they were passing by. He noticed that they were passing by an Orlando, Orlando MRI or something. Yeah, MRI of Orlando. A Dunkin' Donuts. And these people were walking toward the Pulse. You could see after they passed where the camera was. They walked toward the Pulse nightclub. These people were taking the people they were carrying toward the scene of the crime. And to prove it, he went on Google Earth on your computer now and type in, like on Google, I use Google, put in the Pulse, okay? Pulse nightclub Orlando, okay? Put it Pulse nightclub Orlando, right? And then go, and you'll come up. You can go on the right side, see outside of it. See outside of, on the right side. You'll see that. See outside. You see right outside of Pulse Club what it looks like. This is Google Earth, the Google Sky. And you turn the screen to your left, and you see, oh, there is Dunkin' Donuts this guy is talking about. And after Dunkin' Donuts, you'll see on your right-hand side this stand-up MRI of Orlando that you saw as these guys are passing through it. And across the street, you see the Radio Shack, who's behind his bars. The cameraman was behind the bars waiting for these guys to pass. Why would a cameraman, instead of being in a street or sidewalk, be behind bars with sharp stuff on top of them, like, you know, 2.5 feet bars, three feet bars with sharp stuff on top, behind that in the grass area, behind a wall, waiting for someone to pass to video? That doesn't make sense for a place for the guy to be. And more importantly, why would anybody be carrying anybody to the scene of the crime? The Pulse nightclub. They should be taking the victims away from the Pulse nightclub the other way, away from the club. They're taking the alleged victims of shooting toward the nightclub. So what does that mean? These people were fakes. They were staged. They were paid actors, folks. In this Great Depression, there's so many desperate people. They are. Some desperate people, they'll do anything for money. They paid them well, folks. These stage actors, professional actors, were paid to go to go and do all the stuff. The people that they'll, my son died, fake. The lady, you see a lady who wanted to be on a Wheel of Fortune contestant, actress. Folks, you just put this stuff on all of them. Sandy Hook, hoax, fake, they'll come up. Boston bombing, it'll come up on YouTube. Just any of them. You'll see a bunch of these videos are all there, folks. It's all going on because we are running out of time. And they know that these banksters, criminal crooks who've taken over U.S. government and the media in this country know more of you are waking up, folks. I couldn't talk about this issues like this in Iran. In Iran, I'll be put in prison right away. Tortured. Summary trial, no trial. In America, they can't do that. It's free speech, folks. They know because we have free speech, we are exercising it. And what I'm going to tell you, you're going to tell your friends, go to Freedom, go to my Facebook page of Freedom Law School and me. Hey, Mama Tehede. You'll see it. I put this, what I just told you, 100% proof. Orlando shooting was a stage hoax. You'll see that right there. Share it with your friends. Tell your friends. Email your friends about it, folks. This is about getting America back. The word of mouth, we still got that. And that's why you also want to become a subscriber to American Free Press, the last of the independent freedom papers in America, which tells you the truth. $59 a year. The online version, which is a shorter version, is free. Get that at least. Folks, get this information out there. Freedom Law School will tell you what's going on, what we got to do, folks. And what we got to do, we got to speak up. You got to read the truth, and you have a duty, my friends, to also speak the truth to your family members, friends, coworkers. You never know. My wife had a couple of people from her church were over to talk to her. We go, my wife says, oh, this lady is a patriot. So I start telling them about this stuff. And I had them coming in a few minutes, had them come after maybe 10 minutes. Come, I showed them this video I'm telling you about. They're going, wow. Okay? I just got a couple more people, folks, woken up to a whole new level of understanding. Okay? So get this information out there, folks. Don't just stand there. If you don't have a Facebook account, get one. Make some friends. Put it out there. Educate them about this stuff, folks. The more the people see this stuff, the more we have time still. Something else I'm going to tell you, the media. I opened up a TV when I was in California at the hotel room, and on TV, they all talking about Trump, 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 Trump. And well, guess what? 80%+ of it was bad. You know, everything about Fox had good news to say, but NBC, the other ones on CNN, negative about Trump, Trump, Trump. And they hardly mention the murderous lying Clinton. Like she's just there on the side waiting. You, the media, go and just shoot down Trump for me because Trump is a billionaire. He doesn't need the money of the powerful rich people that run America. Clinton is their perfect crooked whore, a power that they can control. She has such a crooked checkered history. They can control her because they say, Hillary, you know if you don't do everything we tell you to do, we're just going to just blow everything about you. You're going to be going down the tube real quick. So you're just going to do what we tell you, and you're going to get to have the power that you want. You're going to get to be in a position of power. All you got to do, just like Obama and Bush and these other crooks and your husband Clinton, just do what we tell you. And Hillary says, of course, no problem. You can count on me. I don't want to be out of power. I don't want to go to jail. Why do you think Hillary has not been indicted? It's not because what she has committed is not a crime. It's definitely a crime what she has done. But, you know, they're letting her know, hey, you better just stay on. We got this hanging over your head. if you just simply let it all, you know, do what we tell you to do, all this is going to go away. And guess what? Now that she's a presumptive Democratic nominee, guess what? Then, you know, it's all going to go away. They are not going to indict her. This investigation could have been done long time ago against Hillary Clinton. They didn't do it. Why? They didn't do it because they don't want her to be indicted. They don't want someone who has an opportunity to just mess things up for the government, for the power to be. They want crooked Hillary in there, so they just beat down Trump in the media. And as imperfect as Trump may be, folks, you know, I disagree on Trump on more than one thing, but doesn't matter. The guy's independent enough to be able to destroy the corrupt system we have in America. He can do it, and they don't like that. The rich and powerful, the banksters, they don't want someone who's not crooked. They don't have a dirt bag on that they cannot control. No way, Jose. They don't want that. So, folks, go tell people about Trump. Tell them, forget about all the couple of silly stuff he might have said. Who? So what? You don't want to go for the lying killer. And I mean killer. Hillary. A murderous woman who's killed dozens and dozens of people. And I mean dozens. I'm not exaggerating. With her husband since Arkansas days and on. Okay, we're going to get real murders. This is the worst president we had in this country was Lincoln, with who crushed a war of Southern independence. Then Roosevelt, who got us into World War II. The Pearl Harbor was a setup to get the Japanese to attack us, to get the U.S. into war. They go to Japan. By naval blockade of Japan. Naval blockade means you can't get no oil, no fuel in a country which has no oil. This act of war forced Japan to attack, and we didn't let the commander of Pearl Harbor know that the Japanese attack was coming. We knew it was coming. He was all set up to get U.S. into war. And then President Johnson, another criminal crook, who got us in the Vietnam War with all lies, who was in on the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We got an honest president for a change, and they killed him. And the man to cover up the job, the hatchet job, number one, his vice president, Johnson. But folks, with Clinton, her husband was a criminal. She's going to be worse. So with that, folks, I invite you to speak up and have a good time at it. So with that, I'm going to open up the call, folks, to any questions you guys may have about all this, okay? Let's see the call from area code 903. If you have a question, my friend, go ahead and ask me right now. Give me your first name and ask your question. Do you have any question, 903, area code 903?
Oh, that's good. Thank you. This is Mick.
You're welcome, Mick. All right, let's go to area code 406 in Montana. Any question, call from Montana?
No, I understand it.
Okay, very good. How about a call from area code 319? Do you have any questions? Okay. And we got one more call from area code 951 in California. Do you have any questions, my friend? Okay. Well, I'm glad to be able to answer your questions fully, folks. Thank you for being with me, folks. Be with us also next Thursday night for another edition of Freedom Law School's Weekly Commerce Club with more up-to-date information about the law, your rights, and an important lesson every conference call about important issues of freedom, law, and your rights. Thank you, and have a good night.